Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul. Can't do without him, not very long. Welcome back, Set 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great time with our visit with our friend Hardeep Walia. He's the co-founder and CEO of Motif Investing. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there. We update it every single day, have been now for 15 years. That is a 15-year-old website this month, ladies and gentlemen. And so please check that out and use it to your advantage. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take the poll question, you can watch videos to your little heart's content, and also all of that on your smartphone. So check that out too. Hardeep Walia, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about investing. And the previous segment, you were telling us, you were giving us another, reminding us about the concepts of Motif Investing, which I like a lot. I really like the logic of the way you approach investing, and also the economy. It sounds like a very inexpensive way to be a smart investor. But let's talk about the bigger marketplace that you operate in, and that's the, you know, for lack of a better term, Wall Street. What's the future of Wall Street? I mean, it's been under a lot of stress over the last 5 years, really. And in a lot of ways, I really feel like that they haven't learned anything, that the excesses and the assaults on common sense and on honesty in a lot of ways still hasn't been solved. The government's not going to do that. Aren't we going to have to do this ourselves, you and me?
Well, you know, it's one of the things that triggered me and my co-founder starting Motif was 2008. Now, 2008 was a remarkable year. Individual investors lost about $8 trillion in net worth.
Yeah.
And one of the problems was they paid $376 billion in fees for the privilege.
Yeah.
And so I think what you'll start to see, and you're starting to see some of this, is aligned incentives, right? And I think that's what a lot of people tend to get upset about, is are the incentive structure aligned.
That.
Well, I mean, it's very, very simple. If your clients lose money, you shouldn't be making money.
Right.
If your clients make money, it's great. Then it's I'm sure people who've made money are happy to share with the people who created wealth from them.
Right.
So I think it's those kinds of incentives.
So you're agreeing with me when I say that a company shouldn't be able to go short on something they're trying to push along to their customers.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, look, banks are very, very big entities. Right, and believe me, I used to work at a big company. Sometimes the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing.
Right.
It's only when things are intentionally done, because the complexity of the world we live in, especially on the financial institutional end, they're just remarkable. I think when you jump in, you really take a closer look at these companies. I mean, they're really huge. You know, we call them too big to fail, and we ain't kidding on the too big.
Well, they're also too big to manage.
Absolutely, and some of the people at the helm of these companies are quite remarkable. I mean, these are very seasoned, very sophisticated managers, and you know, you can't always know what one part of your organization is doing. Now, obviously, if there's intent, right, to go do that, you know, to go long on one end and short the other, and intentionally, when you know something's bad, there's obviously a problem. But a lot of these companies, they're in the business of managing risk and taking risk. Right, that's what they get paid to. They take a lot of risk.
But the thing is, though, here's the thing, though, Hardeep. For their own business, for the business of their big investor groups, the sophisticated folks, you know, that's fine. They know how to take care of themselves. But what's the future of Wall Street and the smaller investor? Is it more motifs?
Well, you know, I think that's why we started. I think a lot of people have turned to saying, I need to be self-empowered to go do my own investing. And one of the most remarkable things, and I think about it, you know, if you're paying, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5% in fees, in management fees, in a world where even, you know, Bill Gross at PIMCO is saying the new normal is, you know, 3 to 5% a year over the next 10 years.
Right.
And you're paying all of your expected return in fees, and your return is expected. It's not guaranteed. Your fees are very much definite. There's a problem when you're paying 100% of your expected
return.
This is why.
And one of the reasons why individuals are getting out of the stock market, isn't it?
Absolutely, they absolutely are. And I think one of the things, unfortunately, and it's a very cyclical thing, is we've had a great run up in the market, and a lot of investors weren't invested in this run up. And like anything else, many people tend to chase return. But one of the most powerful concepts of the markets is this whole concept of mean reversion.
Yeah.
When things are going really, really well, they tend to trend down. And when things are going very bad, they tend to trend up. And it's a very balanced approach. And I think you have to take a long-term perspective. And most importantly, a lot of people find investing very, very complex. And that was one of the goals we set out to do. We wanted to make sure incentives were aligned, that there was no conflict. We wanted to make sure we had visibility.
Hardeep, before we go to the break, before I have to wrap up here, the bottom line is the average person out here is an investor. Wall Street has become a community of traders. Wall Street is built on a platform of trading, not investing. And capitalism needs more investment and less trading. And I think that's where the problem is. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And until we find a way to invest, Wall Street's going to be at odds with capitalism, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. I think there are so many trading algorithms running in, and most people don't realize that a lot of the volume out there are these algorithm machines, and there are risks to our system.
And they're the enemy of a private investor, because we can't beat them, folks. Hardeep, GoMotif.com, right?
Yes.
Check out his website, folks. You'll like it. GoMotif.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.